Welcome back to John and Fee Man from D65 Fitness, who this year in 2021 celebrate a 10-year anniversary helping our local communities in South Auckland and hundreds, if not thousands, of Pasifika in particular having gone through the programs. Joining us today, and our topic today, we are talking about healthy eating made simple. Maloi Lee, and thank you for joining us today, Fee.
John, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Before we get into today's topic, just to, for those that are maybe not familiar with the D65 Fitness or Fit Life, the program, community program that you run, can you give us an overview, please?
Yep. Okay, so we've been running Fit Life for over 10 years now, or this year is our 10th year, and it's just something to help our community become more aware of good health. So the vision that we have is to empower our community to live a healthier lifestyle, and through some of our programs we're able to do that. So it's not just the boot camp where you just come for exercise and stuff like that. We really want to educate our community into eating healthy and living a healthy lifestyle, and the importance of it too, not just for themselves but for their children as well, and for their children's children. It's something that they want, they can leave for their family. It's like a legacy that you start off and you leave for your family for the long term. It's just so we can start bad health's been plaguing our community for generations and for centuries, so we can start breaking those cycles just through what we do today.
And of course, Fit Life, from the beginning, 10 years ago, it was important not just for the parents but to have all the families taking part, for yourselves. Talk to me on that, why, to include all the family.
Oh, I think it's great. I think it has to include the whole family. Like, a lot of times with certain things, if you can change someone's thinking or lifestyle, it has to be the family unit. So it's great seeing all the families out there during the summer months, and then towards winter, obviously there's kids' sports and stuff on like that. But we have a lot of families that are involved with Fit Life, and we're really grateful that they do come along, and that it's an environment that they can train in with their kids as well.
Now, when we're talking about health and fitness, guys, everybody always thinks about, the exercise part, and of course it's very important, but time and time again, it's that part around your eating that will make, more difference than exercising, eh?
Yeah,
well, I mean, if that's, So when we're talking about healthy eating made simple to accompany or work alongside the exercise, in a nutshell, what does that look like?
We keep it as simple as just low in fat, low in sugar, and controlling the portions, right? And it's not complicated at all. For me, I'm still kind of eating the foods that I grew up eating. Like, I'm still eating the Katipan bread. I'm not eating the sipi, of course. But, we're just controlling those portions. So, we just got to find a healthy way to eat the foods that, or to make the foods that we are eating, right? So, and controlling the portions. So, instead of I always used to get a growling when I used to go to my grandparents' house for just eating all their bread. So I used to go in there after school and eat the whole loaf and then go home from there. But now, we realize that, it's not, bread is not bad for us. It's the amount of bread that we have, right? So if we can stick to our two slices, which is the portion, and it's got it on the packet, if we just serving size on there, it's two slices. Weet-Bix, two Weet-Bix, that's the serving size. A lot of manufacturers out there, they are kind of, the way they market and advertise things, they try and make us eat more so they can, obviously boost their sales, I guess. Not knowing, I think they know, but like for our communities, they don't know that it's bad for us. So, when you have sports stars, promoting like the Powerades or the, Weet-Bix for one, they had a Weet-Bix challenge not long ago, like how many Weet-Bix can you eat? And some were eating 6s, 8s, and 9s and that sort of stuff, and they're kind of like made it a competition thing. And the kids, when the kids see that, they think, this is a good competition, and geez, there's a sports star, I want to be like that sports star. So they kind of follow the same thing, eh? But when we look at the serving size, we've got to keep to it in order to keep our good health, eh? So.
Mm. Fee, you know, when it comes to eating, and of course very important part of, you know, health and well-being, but discipline, you know, the discipline of actually eating healthy. What is, you know, something that has helped you maintain a discipline when it comes to eating, especially if, you know, from time to time you sort of like, you know, fall off the wagon, mm-hmm. so to speak?
Yeah, well, it doesn't help. I live with the food police. Like, there's about three of them in my household. No. I think, yeah, it's lifestyle. It's just what we do. And for over years now, we've just eaten the same way and done the same thing. I think if you are going to go and change your eating habits and things like that, it's got to be something that's sustainable, that you can do and that you can carry on for after the length of your challenge or whatever it is that you're doing, that you can do that for the rest of your life, basically. Keep it simple. Don't complicate things too much, unless you're an athlete training for something specific. Yeah. Then that's fine. But otherwise, just general health is just keeping it really simple. Mm. And that includes cooking for your whole family, not just for yourself, and then something else for your family and stuff. Mm. So, yeah, it's just what we do. It's just our lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
So with that, you know, and for the way that you eat, it's not just for yourselves. Like John, you know, when you say, okay, this is what we eat, it applies to the kids as well. Even if you may get this sort of reaction, like,
we're doing this for our family, not just for ourselves. And we're, you know, what we teach our kids, they're going to grow up doing for their lifestyle and their long terms, you know. Obviously, they're going to make their own choices when they're older, when they leave the house. But at least the foundation is there, you know. And it's just like us going to church when we were young. Where the foundation was set by our parents. We kind of made our own decisions when we get older. And then, you know, if we go and get lost, we know whether we were brought up or how we were brought up, and we always come back to that. So,
For both of you, what would you say, like, you know, maybe not so much an eating plan, but do you recommend, you know, certain types of food, you know, to help alongside your exercise?
I guess, yeah, just probably less processed stuff. If it's been touched by someone or it's in a box, it's obviously gone through some kind of manufacturing plant or something like that.
I mean, the processed stuff is, you know, you find the convenience in that sort of stuff. Yeah. But, you know, like, I'm still eating Weet-Bix, porridge, you know, that's my breakfast. Then we have a snack, and man, I just want a fruit bowl out there. You know, it's a good thing to have, rather than, you know, your bowl of lollies. You go to some offices and they've got bowls of lollies there. Have a fruit bowl. You know, this is a nice snack. Some nuts and that sort of stuff. That's whole foods that you can have.
Simple.
Yeah, we're different out there. Will out.
Yes. We can talk about that after the interview. But
you know, lunch. Yes. You can have leftovers, whatever dinner was. Still, you know, nothing wrong with leftovers.
Food,
you know, as long as the dinner was a healthy dinner, you can still have that for lunch.
Okay. Your thoughts, both of you, on the whole thing of, you know, I'm exercising, I'm eating well, I'll just have like a cheat day. When people say, you know, cheat days, what you mean for you at D65, what's your thinking on that?
Yeah, man. Love it. Gotta have it, hey. It keeps your sanity, and we do too. Like, yesterday was our cheat day, and you know, I had two steak and cheese pies, and I'm not really into fizzies anymore, because I know how bad it is for us. Yeah. But I'll do a sugar-free fizzy. I still drink water on my cheat days. And but yeah, that's the days where we can have our treats, our cakes if we like cakes, biscuits, etc., all our sweets. But we'll just keep it to one day. But you've got to keep the discipline for the 6 days.
Yeah.
And you've got to earn that cheat day, you know. And if you slip during the week, then, you know, that's your cheat day gone. Mm-hmm. You know, we apply that to our kids as well. It's the same for them. Yeah. You know, if they all knocking each other, so you know, they keep each other. They all keep each other accountable. But yeah, how we eat, how we live our life in terms of our health. We apply the same to the kids, or the same principles to the kids.
And, nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, final takeaways from today. Begin with you, Fee and John, and then of course where our listeners, especially in the Auckland area, can find out more about the, you know, the community program through D65 currently, please.
Yep. So one more from you, Fee.
One more. Just keep it simple.
Takeaway.
Takeaway from today.
Yeah. Not fish and chips.
Keep it simple.
I think too, and teach it to your children as well. You know, it's if we're going to break the cycle, we've got to do it ourselves, and then help our children do it as well. So
come on.
Yep. Amen.
Good. And Facebook page, D65?
Yes, Facebook page, D65 Fitness, or on Instagram, D65 Fitness. And just DM or message, and someone will answer that for you.
Nice.
Any questions?
Okay, thank then. You. John and Fee Man, D65 Fitness, thank you so much for your time as always, guys, and we'll look forward to your company again next week.
Yes.
Thank you.
Malo pito.
Malo pito.